Title of the article is called Why Business IT Innovation is So Difficult, written by Maggie Starbish, October 15, 2012. To summarize the article, Harvard Business School professor Christina Stephenson McCarran studies the effect of information technology on business process innovation. McElherin believes IT has the potential to completely transform the supply side of a business by flattening hierarchies, shrinking supply chains, and speeding communications. The result is people can spend more time thinking about new products and servicing customers and less time checking boxes. Also, she believes in order for firms to get there, they must be willing to engage in radical change and completely rethink how they can work together and compete. With that being said, larger companies have already done so. Those that have done the heavy IT and organizational lifting, such as Walmart, reap serious dividends. McElherin, in her research, explored the characteristics of firms that engage in radical business process innovation versus incremental change. It's widely understood that when it comes to product innovation, market-leading firms are often more likely than laggards to pursue product improvements in a very incremental way, a practice that protects short-term competitive advantage but it makes firms vulnerable to innovate upstarts over the long haul. So, would this trend also hold true for companies engaging in business process innovation? McElherin wondered, a question that wasn't studied much by researchers. Therefore, she found out by drawing on 1989 U.S. Census service data of manufacturing firms that allowed her to test for incremental versus radical innovation among firms in a unique way. For incremental change, McElherin looked at a firm's e-buying activities to serve as a proxy. For radical change, e-selling was the stand-in. The e-business that was being done by survey participants matched the original theory. Larger firms, market leaders, were more likely to adopt the incremental change of e-buying, while smaller firms were more likely to adopt the radical change of e-selling. The reason e-selling is harder to adopt because it's a complicated process which is naturally made more complex when it has to be implemented across a large, distributed organization. McElherin quoted, large firms definitely had some work to adopt, but it seems that the best firms had practices in place to deal with the complexity. The real stumbling block was that their customers had to meet them in the process. Therefore, even if a given manufacturer might be ready, if its customers weren't, the firm couldn't make it to the jump. Full results of the research are described in her working paper, which is Do Market Leaders Lead in Business Process Innovation? The Case of E-Business Adoption. Thank you.